Scorpions on air. You
are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. Welcome to Attribute Mini Eps, everybody. We are having a beautiful Tuesday. That's right, we moved the minis to Tuesday. Isn't that exciting? But it's Tuesday in the reality, honey, okay? Don't pull the curtain back on me. Today is Tuesday. Welcome to the Attribute Minis. My first mini ep guest so far is here, and my friend Katie Molinaro is here. Katie Molinaro is an actress, a comedian here in LA. We're friends, but also she runs a hoppin' poppin' Instagram called Eat It Katie. What are you, food blogger? Is that the word? Food influencer? Food enthusiast? What would you call yourself?
That is the terminology.
Yeah,
Jackie.
Yeah.
Some would say I am an entrepreneur.
I'm an entre-manure. That's what I call myself. Did you make that up?
No, I saw it on someone's blog.
Yeah, it's cute though. I like it. But you are like, you love food. You're a foodie. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie.
You're a foodie, but you run a food Instagram and you live in California and you visit food cute places and you eat and you review and you let us know what's good and what isn't.
That is correct.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add on that flair? I'm trying to sell your damn Instagram right now.
I give you the hottest places from, you know, from really hot, trendy restaurants to some dives, mm-hmm. You know? I love going to South Central and just eating tacos. It's the best. Like,
and you like alcoholic drinks?
I love the alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, so you tell us where to get the hottest food, and you're not vegan, but you are down with the lifestyle, which I appreciate.
You know what? I eat at least one vegan meal a day.
Okay, love that. So I enjoy the Instagram. I'm even though a lot of the food I don't eat, but I still like to know what's out there. And you know, you do visit vegan places and you review. So yes, honey, Eat It Katie is here. And the reason Eat It Katie is here is because I believe I was in Delaware and you texted me and you said, "Hey, I'm going to Universal Studios to review the new food there at the Jurassic Park ride, Jurassic World."
Yes, now it's the world.
Yes, it's now World. It's not park anymore, honey. Keep up. So you were like, "Hey, I'm going to Jurassic World. I'm going to review the new food. Would you like to come?" And I was like, "Honey, I make the best Instagram husband, don't I? I mean, I was helping you take pictures.
You were perfect. It was a perfect day.
We truly had the best day. In fact, we had such a fun day that I Insta-storied a lot of the day and got a lot of messages from the listeners saying that they really wanted to hear us talk about our experience, which is why you're here today.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, because Attribute is not just a beauty podcast. It is a lifestyle brand. So
absolutely.
Today, and guess what? I can now write off all my purchases from that day because we're talking about a year.
Oh, everything went on a credit card.
Everything. And also, at the end, I want to just tell a little bit about seeing Into the Woods at the Hollywood Bowl again, just so I can write off the ticket.
I'm so jealous.
You could have gone.
I know.
You could have gone.
I didn't know about it until it was happening.
I didn't either. What is going on? I usually keep up with my bowl news. I was really disappointed in myself, but I ended up going on Sunday night and I enjoyed myself, but we'll get to that. So where should we begin? Let's start with, I'm going to pull up my Instagram story. And let's just start with how, I think we should first note that we went at 3 p.m.
We did.
Which I think was a perfect time.
Perfect.
Because we still got the daytime experience, but then we got to transition into the night experience at Universal Studios, which I believe was the perfect timing choice.
Thank you.
And you go to Universal semi-often.
I only go during horror nights,
okay,
usually.
Okay, same, yeah.
And then, you know, when this opportunity arose, I was like, yes, I will absolutely go to Universal. Because, you know, I go to Disney all the time, so.
Right, you do love Disney.
I do.
A lot of your posts on your Eat It Katie account are Disneyland food.
They are. And So when this person reached out to me, they were like, "Do you do Universal too?" And I was like, I haven't done a full food experience at Universal, so it was very exciting to do that.
Yeah, so we got there around 3.
Got there around 3.
The timing was great.
Went straight to the bar.
We did. We went straight to the bar. And do you know the name of that bar?
The Isla New Bar.
Okay. ISLA.
ISLA.
Okay, and this is...
Isla.
And is this a new attraction, this bar?
Brand new. Just opened up about a month ago in conjunction with the Jurassic World The Ride, which is, you know, basically a souped up version of the OG ride.
Right. And so for people who have not been to LA or have not been to Universal Studios Los Angeles, there is there's not a ton of rides at our Universal, but one of the like most iconic rides there was the Jurassic Park ride, which they have now given a facelift and rejuvenated it and named it the Jurassic World ride. Or Jurassic World, the ride.
Jurassic World,
the ride. Got it. Love that.
Because they have Simpsons, the ride.
Yes. We love colon the ride.
They do it.
Like podcast The Ride.
Yeah.
Which I've been on.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
nice
not
plug.
To brag. Not to brag. I did okay on it.
It's okay. I'll brag about being on this show.
That's right. Okay, so we both got a cocktail. Now, we know that I'm not a big drinker, but just so everyone knows, new Jackie drinks a little more than old Jackie did, because why not, right? So we ordered some cocktails. Do you remember what we got? I wanted a piña colada because I'm a basic-ass bitch, so I made you get that.
It was really good.
It was so good.
I love piña coladas, but I don't drink them very often, but that was a good piña colada.
It was. And then I think...
Mai Tai.
And then you got a Mai Tai.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy liked us and gave us more alcohol, but we don't know that. We can't confirm that.
I can confirm that that amount of alcohol goes in every single drink because
so
I saw other people.
We weren't special. Okay.
We weren't special.
Okay. I was like, he liked us. He gave me a floater on top, you know?
No, they just really hook it up at Universal.
Yes.
But then they get mad at you if you get too drunk. So it's like, what do you want?
I know. Pick your battles.
Yeah.
I just wanted a guy to give me a floater.
It was a good floater.
Anyway, I'm still going to pretend
I'm
still going to pretend that the guy gave me a floater because I'm special.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He was like, I know who you are.
Yeah. He was like, hey, you looking cute in that, you know, stripy halter top from Urban Outfitters. Okay. So then we enjoyed the cocktails.
We had to finish them very fast because we had VIP passes to the front of the line.
That's right.
So we only do VIP at Universal.
That's true. We only do VIP at Universal.
No, but anyway, it still wasn't that crowded if you weren't. So
yes, I think it was worth the wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do we want to talk about the Jurassic Cafe or do we want to go straight to the ride?
All right. Oh, yeah. We went straight to the cafe right after the drinks and got a vegetarian plate.
A vegan.
It was mostly
plate.
Vegan. Yes.
Yeah. So do we want to walk down the items? Because this was exciting as a vegan. Okay. What can I normally eat at theme parks? Fries, maybe a pretzel. And while, you know, dying of lack of protein, everyone else has a damn turkey leg or something. I was so pleasantly surprised to see that the Jurassic Cafe at Universal Studios Hollywood has this gorgeous plate of vegan food.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic.
So what, do you have it in front of you what it's exactly called? It was like a pulled jackfruit tropical plate of food.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This is what I discovered afterwards.
Yeah.
On my press kit.
Yes.
That wasn't even listed. Yes, Jackie. There was only a pulled pork dish, so they took the pulled pork dish.
Yes.
And they made a jackfruit version of it. Which I think is brilliant.
Me too.
So it had like a chimichurri sauce on it, crema.
Yes. And the crema's vegan. Every time they would scoop something, I would go, I'm sorry, is that vegan? And the guy would go, yes, yes, yes. So the rice and beans are vegan,
so
the slaw.
Sweet corn cakes with slow roasted mojo pork or spicy mojo jackfruit.
Yes, honey. So that's what I had, spicy mojo jackfruit.
Or is it mojo? M-O-J-O?
I you know what? Don't know what either of them are, but I liked eating it.
I like it.
It was good.
Good.
But a whole... And how much was it? Is the price there?
Price is not listed
here. It was like $14.
Here.
It was not bad.
It was really not bad for a theme park.
No, I would eat this at like one of those fancy LA like vegan restaurants. I would have never known.
It was so good.
I was so pleased. Let's talk about the guacamole.
Oh. It was okay.
It was okay. if I'm being honest, it was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
They got to work on the guac. I think it needed a little more onion. It just, you know, it's hard to mass produce guacamole.
Yes.
I've never
especially
had mass produced
guacamole.
Especially
in the summer
guacamole.
Months.
Absolutely.
In the summer months. But I will say the guacamole can be made vegan. They put a little cheese on top.
Yep.
But you could totally get it without. And then it has pomegranate seeds, which like I love a pomegranate seed in a guac. That's like a new thing I'm really here for. And then plantain chips, which again, I will always dip a plantain into some guac.
That was nice. It was a paleo option.
Yes,
I enjoyed that.
It was beautiful. And then you got this little lava cake, which is cute.
That cake was so good. Like, you know, getting a little cake from a cafeteria is very risky.
Yes, yes.
It's either very dry or right. very good, and this right. was very good.
So we really liked Jurassic Cafe.
I really did. Honestly, on that level, I think there's only that. I don't know if the Panda Express is still there, but I think on that level, that's definitely your best choice. Plus, you can sit there and watch dinosaurs walk by.
Which we did see.
Yeah, there were dinosaurs.
There were dinosaurs walking by. Loved the vibe. Everybody was really nice. The food was great. The drinks were great. And I think what I really enjoyed was that they elevated the food. That one of the ladies that worked there told me it used to just be basically burgers and fries.
Yeah.
And now that it's Jurassic World colon the ride, they've made it kind of islandy.
It's Costa Rican inspired.
Okay, there you go.
Inspired, they
Costa
say.
Rican inspired. Cute.
Yes. Island-inspired tiki drink, so they just say random island, you know.
Love that, you know.
Because, you know, it's Jurassic World.
Right.
We don't know.
They're on an island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got fruit salad. They got crispy leaf lettuce roll with shrimp.
Oh, yeah, those look cute.
Chorizo and potato empanadas. There's also a snapper. I mean, come on.
A snapper at a theme park?
What are they doing? Are they trying
know.
To be Nobu?
I guess so. I love Nobu. Okay, so we love that. Then we got a little toe up from the flow up, I guess you could say. We got a little tipsy from the drinks, and we decided, you know what, let's ride Jurassic World the ride.
Here's the thing. We thought there was going to be a longer wait
yes.
than there was because the line looked really long.
Yes.
They said 40 minutes.
Right.
But and they lied to us.
They did. It was literally 40 seconds. And yeah. then all of a sudden we're like, oh, we're riding.
And I had to chug, since Jackie doesn't drink that often, I had to chug both drinks
you
real
did.
Fast.
Yeah, yeah. I helped a little.
A little.
Yeah, I helped
you
as
really
best
did.
I could. I rallied.
You really did.
Yeah.
You...
And then we had a really because we're funny. I was like, let's hold our cups for the photo. So the whole ride, we held our cups waiting for the photo op.
We did.
And then, of course, we didn't buy the photo because they're like $98. And now they're stingy and won't let you take a photo of the photo like assholes. So we can just tell everybody how hilarious we were.
Yeah. We couldn't, to be honest, I don't even think we saw ourselves.
No.
We kept trying to push through people
didn't
to see
you
our photo.
Didn't you try to pretend to take a photo when you got caught?
Yeah. I was like trying to be real sneaky.
Lily's like, no photos. She says that 100 times a day. More like 1,000. So what do we think of the ride? Really exciting, really fun.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
It really reminded me of a water ride at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it had that feel. There were parts from the original ride where I was like, okay, you could have made that over.
Right, right.
Where I was like, really?
Yeah. Certain parts were phoned in.
Yeah.
But for the most part, very entertaining.
Yeah.
I'd say good lengthy ride.
We went on it twice.
There was a beginning. Well, we'll get to the second
one. Oh, okay.
I say we revisit it.
I say, okay, so we're going in order.
Yes, I'm following my Insta stories.
I like your mind.
Yes, so we rode the first ride. You know, we had a good time. And we were both like, wow, we didn't get wet. How great, because this is a water ride. There are water elements. There's dinosaurs will shoot water at you. There's some splashes. And you don't know. It's kind of the luck of the draw if you're going to get soaked or not. We saw people get off ours with complete soaked asses.
We did.
And what did I say, Katie? I said the worst thing in the world is to have a soaked ass. I was like, I do not want a wet ass walking around Universal. And I was lucky enough to not have that. And I felt really confident about it. So then I took a photo with Beetlejuice. He was a gentleman, even though in the photo he looks a little lascivious, he actually was a gentleman.
He was a little creepy, to be honest.
He was, but that's his job. I mean, if they hire somebody who's not creepy and he's a Beetlejuice, he's not doing his job.
That's true.
Then I danced with the troll, and honestly, that was a delightful 15 seconds.
That was great.
Me dancing with the troll. That was really fun. Okay, so then we saw the Water World show, which I had never seen before. Now, Water World came out when I was like, what, in fifth effing grade?
They still have the show.
And this show's still been going on this whole time. And let me tell you something. What a thrill ride.
It truly was.
What a thrill ride.
I don't want to spoil anything.
I don't either, but I have, okay, at one point somebody comes up from beneath the water on a Sea-Doo. How the fuck did he get there? I will never know.
How was he breathing under the water?
Completely emerged under the water, comes up on a Sea-Doo. I don't know how they did that, but it was very cool. They set the whole water on fire at one point. I don't know how they did any of that, but all these people are professional stunt people, and at the end of the show, they give everybody's credits. And it was really interesting. Like, the lead woman is in Wonder Woman. She's one of the stunt women on Wonder Woman. So it was really fun. I liked it.
Oh, yeah. And the guy who plays the bad guy, he's on All Elite Wrestling. I forgot his name. Chris something.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So if you're a wrestling fan, maybe you'll recognize him.
Yeah, I forgot his name. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You know what? Go to the show and see, and they'll tell you. But, you know, how long was that show? Like 20 minutes? I think it's a nice, like, if you're bored and you want to sit and, like, rest a minute, why not?
That's what we needed.
Yes, and I think that's kind of the point, too,
yeah.
Is these shows at Universal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then we went to Hogwarts. Now, this is when, I don't know if you'd agree with me, Katie, the night got interesting.
Oh, it certainly did.
So we went to Hogwarts. Have we established, like, a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a Harry Potter fan are you?
I've seen the first one.
Okay, so...
And maybe the second.
So what, like a 2, you'd
about
say?
About a 2 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
I don't want to insult any, like, major Harry Potter heads and say, I know what house I'm in, I've read all the books, I'm a proud Hufflepuff, and my Patronus is a dolphin. That's official Pottermore business. But I'm not, like, a really big high Harry Potter. I'd say I'm, like, a 7.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm safe saying that. So we went to Hogwarts, and you got a beverage.
Oh, I did.
Tell us about your Hogwarts beverage.
I got the frozen butterbeer, which is my first time having the butterbeer.
Yeah, and butterbeer is non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic
so
drink.
So anybody of any age can get in line and get a butterbeer.
Absolutely. Come in frozen and non-frozen.
Mm-hmm. And it basically just tastes like cream soda.
Yeah, it was really good cream soda, like extra creamy.
And then what did you get added to it?
Oh, girl.
We went to the Leaky Cauldron.
When you're in the Leaky Cauldron, you can get... fire whiskey. It's wizard fire whiskey.
Ooh.
And you can put that directly in your butterbeer.
Oh, like
Pro
a
tip.
Shot. Sort of like a sake bomb.
Oh, yes.
But a wizard bomb.
Word on the street is they used to not allow this.
Uh-huh.
They used to say, no way.
Yeah.
But she encouraged it.
She did.
She was like, you want some fireballs to go with your whiskey or whatever? Or your whatever, fire...
Fire whiskey. And you were like, yes, I do.
Yes.
Expecto me getting drunk.
Boom.
Honey. So then we sat in the beautiful Leaky Cauldron, which is sort of like an English pub scene.
It was lovely.
And we talked and we chatted about our lives and whatever. Then I started getting a little bit of a stomach ache. Now, I hate to brag, but I'm very regular these days, and I always talk about how great my digestion has gotten, whatever. But I think the heat, the alcohol, whatever, I felt like I had to take a shit at Universal. Now, this is not something I was planning on doing, but, you know, sometimes you gotta go, you know?
Gotta.
And we were in the Harry Potter world, so I said, I'm gonna go shit in the Harry Potter world bathroom. So I went in the Harry Potter world bathroom. Now, if you're a Harry Potter fan... You may have heard of a character called Moaning Myrtle. Moaning Myrtle lives in the bathroom at Hogwarts. And while you do your business, she yells at you. She moans. She makes sounds. So while I was taking a shit at Universal, which is already kind of a harrowing experience, I was not planning on this happening. You know, it's a public space. Moaning fucking Myrtle is screaming in my goddamn ear the whole time I'm trying to have a decent BM at Universal. So I say this to y'all because if you find yourself at Universal Studios Hollywood and you have to make a BM, I do not recommend going in the Harry Potter World bathroom because Moaning Myrtle is going to disrupt you.
You don't want to go there. You want to go to the Quickie Mart, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, go to the Simpsons Land, and or maybe, I don't know, Minion World. Maybe the Minions will leave your ass alone, but Moaning Myrtle was all up in my business.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Imagine trying to wipe your ass with Moaning Myrtle bullying you over the PA.
Oh.
So really, I did not enjoy it, although I did
I
get
it. Sounded more like Chewy.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't mind that. If Chewie wanted to haze me while I was, you know, taking a dump, that would be fine.
Yeah.
I just had to lay that out there for y'all because I'm being honest and that it does happen.
Yeah.
So I would say do not take a shit in Harry Potter world.
No, don't do it.
Yeah. So then we rode the Flight of the Hippogriff.
Front row
on the Hippogriff. This is the roller coaster in Harry Potter land. What did we think?
I mean,
I warned you it was short. I was like, this is going to be the shortest ride. It's literally 10 seconds.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's a joke. And people stand in line for like an hour. I'm not exaggerating. It is a 10 second ride.
Yeah, like I didn't even believe it.
Yeah. 10 goddamn seconds.
From the top to the bottom.
Yes. It's like so I would say skip it. Skip it unless you really like have time on your side and there's no line. I would say skip that ride.
Skip it.
Springfield Land is really cool if you're a Simpsons fan.
It's very cool looking.
It is really cool. Then the sun started going down.
Oh, it did.
And we decided, let's go back on Jurassic World. Because let's experience this ride while the sun is setting.
Yes.
For a romantic moment. And I will say, low-key, universal romantic during sunset hours.
Yes, there's even a scenic view.
I feel like teenagers go there to finger each other in the lines. I think this would have made a beautiful moment for that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I wish I was, like, horny back in my teen years. I would have totally gotten fingered at Six Flags. I didn't, but, like, I know a lot of my friends who did. I feel like I kind of missed out on that.
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
Maybe not at Six Flags, but definitely at an amusement park.
You got fingered at an amusement park?
Probably on a roller coaster, to be honest.
Look at you! See, I never did that.
No big deal.
I never did that.
Oh, I was, like, such a little slutty lady.
But you weren't. You weren't, though. I'm not going to allow that. You weren't. You were being normal.
It was great.
You were experimenting sexually as you came of age. That's normal.
It was great.
Own it.
Well, people called me a prude, and then I was like, I'll show you.
That's what happened to me.
Really?
100%. Yes.
Where they're like, you're a prude. And then I was like, oh, now well, she'll go, get with anyone.
They go, you're a prude. And I go, that's right. That's right. And I went home and played The Sims alone.
Well, prude got pride. Fingered.
Prude pride. Nobody fingered me. Nobody fingered me. Maybe I should go to Universal and get fingered now
you
to make
should.
Up for it.
I was proud to be like a horny little 15-year-old.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. I think it's beautiful. I'm jealous. I'm going to go ride the Flight of the Fucking Hippogriff and get fingered for 3 seconds while the ride is moving.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go take a shit in the bathroom here. In Harry Potter world.
Oh, man, this episode is popping.
I know. Listen, you never know what's going to come out. It's fine. Okay. So then we decide to go back to Jurassic World and ride it for a second time. And this time I decided I'm going to be obnoxious as fuck and film the whole thing on my Insta story. And we all sat in the front row. And by we, I mean you, me, and the kid that worked at Disneyland that was sitting next to us.
Yeah.
We had a very different experience the second time.
Oh, 100%.
This whole story is archived on my personal Instagram, Jackie Michelle Johnson, under the dinosaur emoji, if you want to see it. Spoiler alert, it will spoil the entire ride for you. I guess let's just say we got wet as fuck.
We did.
We got completely drenched this time. The first time you enter and there's these LED or there's these screens that look like aquariums, and there's like a big dinosaur and he flaps his fin and water splashes. I'm talking like a fucking wheelbarrow of water just splashed over us so hard.
Can't believe it.
And you have it on my Instagram. You see the water splash. So we start screaming. Then it comes from the other side and gets us again. And then this fucking dinosaur sprouts his head up from the water and spits us in the fucking eye. So we are drenched. And then there's two or three other water moments, and we get completely drenched in all of them. Meanwhile, I'm screaming, I'm filming, and I didn't realize this at the time, but you know the row behind us fucking hated me because I was filming the whole time, and
Wait, I wouldn't shut up.
You can see him in the video.
Ah!
I got so many messages from people being like, wow, the people behind you hate them. And apparently somebody screamed, stop filming.
Yes.
Hey, it's a free country, damn it. Okay? We can film when we want.
We're media. We needed it.
I mean, honey, why are we sitting here right now? Because I filmed it and people saw. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it worked out.
It worked.
So
Universal, you're welcome.
So, Katie, after riding it a second time at night in the front row, how would it compare to the first time we rode it more earlier during the day, back a few rows?
Okay.
Which would you recommend to everyone?
I recommend sitting in the middle back area because that is where you will get the least wet. If you want to get real wet,
yes.
go to the front.
Yes.
But that's how it is on Splash Mountain, too. Yes. And I didn't even think about
that. Me neither. We were like, oh, cool, front row.
We were like, this is awesome.
But, like, we got wet. I filmed it. My ass, like I said, I did not want a wet ass.
No.
I got a wet ass.
Yeah.
I got a wet ass.
Yeah.
So I was not looking forward to that. But the ride was very fun the second time.
It really was. And I liked that it was a little darker and spookier.
Yes. I think nighttime vibes really served this ride. Mm-hmm. It was still really fun during the day. But if you go to Universal and you pull a Katie and Jackie and you go in the afternoon, I think save Jurassic World the ride for the evening.
Yeah.
I think you would love the vibe.
I loved it. Yeah. And that bar is great. There was, you know, I was surprised there wasn't even a line for the bar. And that just came out, too. And those drinks are strong as hell.
Yeah, I think you could totally make a fun afternoon in this area and have a great time.
Oh, 100%.
We both agree the Mummy ride is super fun.
So great.
The rest of the rides are those, like, motion rides. I'm not a huge fan. I'm talking, like, the big Harry Potter castle ride, the Despicable Me ride, the Simpsons ride, the Transformers ride, the King Kong. Isn't there a King Kong ride?
That's on the tour, studio tour.
So they're all, basically you sit in a little device and it jumps up and down and there's a screen in front of you and it's like you're supposed to like visualize it. They're not for my stomach.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I get really sick on those.
Yeah. So, you know, that to me, there's not a ton of rides at Universal. You know, you go, I think one time, go have fun, get drinks, ride Jurassic World the ride, go visit Harry Potter World, and you're out. Go to City Walk, buy some shit at Hot Topic, and go home.
Oh, the Jimmy Buffett bar, the Margaritaville?
Oh, yeah.
They have, this is a pro tip,
yeah.
Happy hour, they have really cheap drinks and cheap appetizers.
Yeah.
So if you ever, like, if you have a season's pass or something, like, go there, get loaded up there, and then go into the park.
Yes, that's a great tip. Also, Voodoo Donuts is there.
So good.
It's the only one on the West Coast, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And, or that might not be true anymore.
Oh.
Because I think there's one in Vegas
Portland.
Now, right?
I'm That's talking, where it started.
In California,
California,
maybe.
Yeah.
I've heard them say that. I don't know if maybe it's not true anymore. There's a Voodoo goddamn donut at Universal City Walk, and they have vegan donuts, and I used to always get them and then go see movies.
The best.
So, get a donut, live your life. I guess now we should talk about how we went back to Harry Potter World. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, to be exact. And we decided to see, what do you know what it's called? The Dark
it's called
Wizard
the
Light
Dark
Show?
Dark Arts Show.
Okay, the Dark Arts Show.
And I was so pumped for that because I love seeing the light shows at Disney.
Right, and we didn't know what to expect.
We really
didn't. There was a big crowd. We didn't know if we would even get a seat. We were told the first show is hard to get in. But we ended up not only getting in, but being in the front row.
Yeah.
In the best, most ideal place to watch the show.
Yeah.
So this whole show was essentially, we stand in front of the Hogwarts castle, and they project lights and images onto the castle. We were both underwhelmed. Fair to say?
Fair to say.
Yeah.
But the funniest part was the whole time Jackie was going, when does this ride get good? Well, like, when does this get good? And he's like, it's coming.
Yeah.
And it never came.
No. I think this was meant for children.
It absolutely
was. Yeah. You know, we're in our 30s. We don't have time for bullshit. And we both were like, where Harry at? Where Harry at?
Where Harry at?
They obviously couldn't pay Daniel Radcliffe to come into a goddamn VO booth for 30 minutes and record some wild lines for this damn light show because Harry was not present.
Harry wasn't there. Ron wasn't there.
Hermione wasn't there.
No.
Cedric Diggory wasn't there. Fucking Monty Myrtle was too busy in the bathroom fucking hazing everybody. Ralph Fiennes made an appearance as, the wizard who shall not be named. So he was there. Voldemort. It's fine. I can say it.
Oh,
I'm
a
Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
I'm brave. Okay. He was there, but it was really underwhelming, especially considering we trekked it all the way there from fucking Jurassic World.
And we were like, let's stay later to
see it. Yeah. And it was just like, it's literally just a bunch of fucking lights on the side of the Hogwarts.
And, you know, I like weed. And I was underwhelmed even
under the influence.
Under the influence.
I was sober and it was boring as fuck. So take that for what you will. If you have kids, I bet they'd like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe skip on that. Go back into City Walk, get you a Voodoo Donut, or go get fingered on the Hippogriff ride or something other than this. I just was underwhelmed by it, if I'm being honest. And again, if you want to see most of it, including the big finale that we were warned was so great, it's on my Insta story.
Oh, it's there.
So, yeah, that's our... Do we have any other big universal tips? I would say definitely wear your sunscreen and definitely hydrate.
And I didn't even do that until you said so.
That's true. I texted you prior to because I'm not trying to get crazy tan lines this summer.
No.
So definitely sunscreen up. They do have water fountains. So if you bring if you bring an empty bottle, you can fill it up. But really hydrate. I was getting thirsty at certain points.
So me too.
I think that's a good tip.
Well, yeah. I was also drinking a lot of sugary drinks.
That's true.
I don't usually do that.
Which is why I think Moaning Myrtle and I had to go see each other.
Oh, I had a problem later at home. I texted you even. Or no, it was like in City Walk.
Yeah,
you took
a detour in City Walk.
I did a shitty walk.
That's what they should name that bathroom.
Yeah.
I would love that.
It'd be funny.
It would be funny. I would think it's hilarious.
Be great.
Okay, the last thing I want to say is I just really quick want to talk about Into the Woods at the Bowl just so I can write it off on my taxes, like I said.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Into the Woods did a performance at the Hollywood Bowl. There were many stars, including Sutton Foster, Skylar Astin, Patina Miller, Cheyenne Jackson. And let me just tell you something. It was beautiful. They did three nights. And Patina Miller, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know who that was because I'm not like a super theater kid. Patina Miller played Dolores in Sister Act on Broadway. She was the original person of the role, which they call that originating the role, honey. Okay. Then she was in Pippin, the revival, and won a Tony. So she's on point. And let me just say, she played the witch, which is one of my dream roles. And she slayed it. I was so impressed. She was like one of the best singers I've ever seen. She was hilarious. So Patina, I see you. Also, she was born November 84, like me. So we stand a talented 34-year-old queen, ripe and slaying the game. Yes, we love a good November 84 queen killing it. Like myself. So, Patina, I see you. You killed it. Now, Sutton Foster, hallowed be thy name. Sutton Foster was the baker's wife, which is, again, one of my dream roles. Her solo moments in the woods was worth the entire ticket price. She's a queen. So I loved her. Those are my two favorite characters. Now, the Stranger Things kid.
Okay.
What's his name? I feel so bad. I never say his name
right.
His
name's not Wolfhammer. That's the
That's Finn Wolfhard. Is that his real fucking name? How can his name be Finn Wolfhard?
But this other guy's got a wild name, too, because I was looking at the cast list.
Okay, hold on. What's his? Gatton Matarazzo.
See?
Cool name. Maybe they only hired kids with cool names on this damn show.
They must
have. So he played Jack, which I did a whole Instagram story the weekend before, the few days before, about how I want to play Jack. I didn't know he was playing Jack. Can I just say, no shade to him, because I think he's really funny and a good actor. I did not like his take.
Mm.
I feel the Jack character has an innocence and a sincerity that I feel he did not put into the character. Now, I understand coming up with your own take, and a lot of the other actors did that, but I'm just such a purist for Into the Woods and that original tape. I was not a fan. And also, not impressed with his voice. I'm going to be fucking honest. You're a fucking rich kid. You're on Stranger Goddamn Things. The world is your goddamn oyster. You're probably an asshole in real life. I'm going to say it, motherfucker. You need to take some vocal rest, okay? I sensed a little strain.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be honest. Okay, this was the third show. It was a Sunday night. And guess what? I sensed a little strain. Okay? Maybe, honey, maybe sip a little tea. Maybe sip a little throat coat the night before. P.S. I have it on good authority that he was out partying all night on Saturday. So, yeah, and that's true. Because these little Stranger Kids things are assholes, okay? And I don't blame them. Don't look at me like that. Why wouldn't they be? They're at the top of the goddamn world, okay? Come at me. Come at me, Gatton Matarazzo. You want to come on this? Go ahead, okay? His name's Finn Wolfhard. You tell me Finn Wolfhard's a nice person with a name like that? Anyway, I love Stranger Things, okay? I'm just saying. Y'all come to me for the truth, and that's the truth. That's the fucking truth, okay? His voice was a little strained. I wasn't impressed. I'm gonna be dead ass real, okay?
Look. I was on a kid's show. They are assholes. They are. They are. They are. I'm not on the show anymore, so I can say it.
Can I just tell you, I was at the Stranger Things premiere, which I know makes no sense. Yeah, honey, I was a plus one. Keep up, okay? I was there. I watched these assholes. They had 50 bodyguards around them. And I'm like, y'all can't even be at a party without 50 bodyguards. You know what I mean? They can't even. So you know what, Gatton Matarazzo? Get a voice teacher.
can afford it.
Listen, I'm sure he was great. I just think the Sunday night performance, I think after the whole weekend of shows, I think he was a little strained. That's all I'm saying.
But how are you not the innocent? Like, what take besides innocence was there?
It was just a little more cocky, a little more... It was more kind of like a Stranger Things character. Like, nerdy and, like, inquisitive. And, like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
So it was him... He played himself.
I mean, a lot of actors do that.
How dare he?
Okay. Katie, we gotta go. Tell everybody where we can find you on social media.
At Eat It Katie.
Yes.
And then on Off the Menu, download the app. I'm going to plug Off the Menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use the code KATI for $10 off your first month. You get 7 meals a week from different restaurants if you like to try different restaurants.
That's
and your
cool.
first month is $10.
I want to do it.
There's not a lot of vegan options on there, I will say. I know.
That's fine.
I will say, but that is...
But that might change.
That might change.
More people get on the app.
Right? More people get on the Off the Menu app. I'm not even getting paid to plug this, but I'm going to.
Right.
And then at Eat It Katie on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and all that, all the good stuff. Find out where I'm eating. I go to like 4 different restaurants in a day usually.
Hell
pretty
yeah.
Crazy, yeah.
I mean, listen, who would have seen it coming? Katie Molinaro, food Instagram influencer, Jackie Johnson, kombucha, over 30 niche beauty influencer.
And bath bomb influencer.
And bath bomb influencer and taking a shit at Universal influencer.
I encourage anyone to take a shit at Universal.
Thank you, Katie, for being here. And everybody, thanks for listening. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.